Plymouth getting some last-minute instructions from Joel Grindel. Warsaw the same from Matt Moore. Tigers in road black uniforms. Orange numbers, orange trim. Tigers in new home white uniforms, red numbers, and red trim. Our officials tonight, Bob Filipic, Martin Jurjevic, and Neil McCarthy. And we are ready to go for the final conference game of the season. Up she goes, and Plymouth almost lost it and saved it in. It took two guys to save it in to keep the possession going for Plymouth, and we are underway. Right side to Davis Ray. Out top pass wide of Sheely. He'll go get it. Out of the near side for Ellery. Ellery back out top for Hall. Now to Ellery, top of the circle. Not much of a three-point shooter. He's got four this season. Ray kicks it into the corner. Strain will shoot a three-pointer. It's no good. And Ellery took the ball away from Carson Gould, and then Martin took it away from him. So Warsaw gets the defensive turnover and has the ball in a scoreless game.
Very fortunate Davis Ray didn't get that pass, you know, very strong out to Strain, because Strain had to kind of hesitate, and that's why he was off motion and missed that one.
Carson Gould between the circles, man-to-man defense by Plymouth. They'll switch just about everything. Right corner, Jackson Gould up the baseline, double-teamed, back out to Carson. At the top, Heckman shoots a 22-footer, missed it long, and the rebound's grabbed by Ray. Ray with a long pass down the court. Ellery is able to grab it up, get to the baseline, shot blocked by Jaeger, and he grabs it off the bottom of the rim. Heckman in transition, up the far sidelines, Jackson Gould for three, in and out. Jaeger the rebound. Oh, are they going to call a foul on Jaeger? Yes, they call a foul on Jaeger, who had both hands in the air grabbing the ball, and they call him for pushing. How is that possible?
That is a ridiculous call. He had the basketball with nobody even underneath him, and he gets called for a foul. That's a tough one, because Luke has already started rebounding very well tonight.
On the near side, Ray, holding right in front of the Warsaw coaches. Now he'll bounce it out for Sheely. Sheely puts on the floor into the center circle, throws it far side for Ellery. Ellery will dribble it toward the top. He's guarded by Jaeger. Can't get around him. Now they'll give it to Ray, who hands off the Hall. Up the baseline, Ray across to Ellery. They dare him to shoot. He does. He hits a three-pointer. It's only his fifth all season. Plymouth leads 3-0.
Oh, and if you're Warsaw, you'd much rather have him take that shot than get the ball to the basket area to finish, because he can elevate. But then also, he's got Luke on him with one foul, and they're going to attack that matchup now.
Jackson Gould right of the key, 25 feet out. Now top for Heckman. Heckman puts on the floor, left side of the lane, gets down to the block, leans in, and scores. Heckman's first two makes it 3-2. Warsaw will press. Well, the thing about Ellery, you don't mind him making one early, because then he's more likely to shoot it again.
Yep.
And shoot it another time and then miss. Ray's trapped on the sidelines, ball knocked out of bounds, and Warsaw hit it last. And so Plymouth will play it in right in front of Matt Moore on the Warsaw bench right down here below us.
And Warsaw trapping that first pass on the entry just like they did in the JV game. And you know Plymouth's coaching staff wanted the varsity players to see that, and they did not react well the first time it happened.
Ellery in the corner, up the baseline, all the way out the other side, and a three-pointer out top by Ray is no good. Long rebound grab by Sheely. Back out for Ray again. He hits this time. His 21st three-pointer of the year. Plymouth leads 6-2. We played almost 3 minutes. Carson Gould, right side, Heckman. Starts the baseline side. Now in the lane, dumps it out left for Carson Gould. Now outside the block for Jaeger. Faces up against Sheely. Backs in, double teamed. Out top, Gould. Right side for Heckman. He sees the defense part. He takes it in. He scores, and a foul. He leaned to the right, Jared, and got all the Plymouth players leaning one way, and then drove it right down the lane on him.
And that's the type of thing that you've seen from Drew, where the game is slowing down. The defense completely shifts. He doesn't even have to make a ball fake, because his head is doing enough of that. He goes right to the basket and does not hesitate and elevates and finishes.
Heckman rolls in the free throw. He's off to a flying start with 5 points. Warsaw trails 6-5. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Strain at the line against Heckman. Dribbles through the center circle. Angles far side, throws it to Hall. Hall guarded by Gould. Now on the right side, Ellery. Jaeger comes all the way outside the arcs of play. Now he picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. He'll hand off to Trey Hall. Now Ellery's got it back on the right wing. Drives into Jaeger. Tried to spin. Shoots it off balance. Foul called. Jaeger with his second. Now that's why that foul at the other end was such a big deal. because now Yeager's got two fouls, and Matt Moore is going to have to go to his bench at 4:32 of the opening quarter.
And Ellery does something right there that I think all kids should see. When a defender's hand is going out and it's not vertical, you go through that hand and draw the foul. Ellery was very smart and got Luke to go non-vertical and went through it.
Yeager out, Trey Davis in for the Tigers. Ellery's free throw is good. Plymouth leads 7-5. Ellery, a 60% shooter, shoots the second one up and no good. But the long rebound's grabbed by Strain. He takes it back up. He missed it. Rebound tipped off the baseline out of bounds, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off of Heckman.
Already Plymouth asserting themselves on the offensive glass. They had one where they got second chance points, and now they're going to get another possession to get an opportunity to score.
Now Ellery back to the right for Davis. Davis Ray picks up his dribble against Martin. Bounces to the corner and threw it wide of Strain and out of bounds to Warsaw. 4:17 left, opening quarter. Plymouth leads Warsaw 7-5. And the Pilgrims showing some 1-2-2 full court defense. Jackson Gould out of the far side, Carson across the line, far side Heckman. Heckman at the volleyball line out to Carson Gould. Dribbles right, throws it to Jackson right corner. He'll dribble out and hand off to Heckman. Heckman toward the right wing. Looks down for Jackson Gould. Finds him 10 feet out on the baseline. Gould one hands it out to Heckman. He'll drive it in the lane. Got tied up. Got the ball back. Got knocked over. Trey Davis picked up the ball. His arms grabbed. And they'll call a held ball. And the arrow belongs to Warsaw. 3:48 left to play in the quarter. Boy, if Warsaw takes it in the lane, they better hang on to their hats. On the inbounds, Carson Gould lobs it out top for Jackson Gould outside the volleyball line. Jackson looks back at Matt Moore for the play. Heckman left side to Carson Gould. Down to the corner to Martin. Trey Davis posted up on the block, but not very well, so Martin will kick it across to Jackson Gould. Jackson at the right elbow. Back to Heckman. Heckman into the right corner. Gould for a step back three. It's no good. Rebound tipped in the lane and a whistle. And a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Brant Martin is going to be accused of hitting Ellery's hand and keeping him from getting the rebound.
Well, I mean, this is early in the game, but if you're Warsaw, you have to look directly right now and realize this is old-time Plymouth building basketball. You're not getting any calls because right there, Brant's just standing behind Ellery, who bobbles the basketball, doesn't even lose it to Warsaw. Or actually, he did lose it to Trey, but I think that's why the whistle came. But there's no way the referee saw any contact because there was none.
Davis Ray near sidelines, threw it in the lane and hit a couple of sets of legs and out of bounds. It goes. Warsaw touched it last. 3:13 left to play in the quarter. Plymouth 7, Warsaw 5. On the inbounds, they lob it out to Sheely to the top for Ellery. Ellery fakes the handoff, throws it off to Hall on the right wing. Hall out to the top for Strain. Strain dare to shoot. Ball knocked away, foul call. Jackson Gould tried to reach in there and steal it. He's called for his first foul. That is 4 already against the Tigers.
Now the Tigers have to adjust because you're seeing how this game is being called. That's the type of play where if you just stay in front, don't reach and just play solid defense, you can continue this game. But now Jackson's got to worry about locating his second foul here, having to guard Easton Strain, who's one of Plymouth's best scorers.
Trey Davis kicked the inbounds pass from Ellery, so he'll try again. He'll lob at the backcourt. Luke Bricker's into the game for Heckman for the Tigers, and he's guarding Trey Hall. Hall, right side Ellery, ball tipped out of bounds by Trey Davis. You can see why Plymouth is having trouble scoring. They're having trouble getting two passes together.
Yeah, there's no screening underneath. They're expecting guys to get open on their own, and they just don't have the quickness in order to do that.
Davis Ray out near the timeline against Carson Gould. Right side to Hall. 2:49 left to play in the quarter. Plymouth with the ball, leading by 2. Strain off a screen in the lane against Davis. Step back three by Ray is short. Rebound, though, to Plymouth. Strain back up and in. Another second chance opportunity for Plymouth. They lead 9-5. Bricker across the line with 2.5 minutes left to play in the quarter. Davis left corner. Brings it out. Throws it out to Martin. Right side Carson Gould. Carson looks to the baseline, finds Davis 10 feet out on the right. One dribble out, picks up his dribble, throws it back out to Jackson. Left corner, Carson. Down to the baseline, Bricker. He'll turn and shoot and miss it. Rebound tipped out and grabbed by Ray for Plymouth. Outlets the far side to Hall. Hall flips it back to Ray. Ray hands off to Ellery. Ellery on the drive, and we're going to have a bumping foul called on Carson Gould. His first team's fifth. Five team fouls in the first 6 minutes of the game have been called against Plymouth. Plymouth has won.
Well, and not to, you know, be repetitive, but down there, Trey gets literally undercut on a rebound, and there's no call. Down here, Carson bumps a guy with his hands up with his body, and there is a foul call. And Coach Moore's already upset with the officials, and I don't blame him a bit.
Ellery to throw it in. There's one kick. There's two kicked, and there go the nachos. Oh, that poor young lady in the Plymouth cheering section was not paying attention, walking up the aisleway. And she has her nachos all over her and all over the walkway. And the ball, guess what? Got nacho sauce on it. So they're having to tend to that. John Scott's got a towel over at his location. Martin out, Heckerman in with 2:03 left to play here in the corner. Plymouth with the ball leading 9-5. Davis to throw it in. Davis Ray. And he'll throw it into Hall on the right wing. Guarded by Bricker. Hall dribbles to the top. Takes it all the way to the left wing. Bounces it out for Ellery against Davis. And the Davis kicked the ball again. Hey, Ryan Berger's sitting up here. Ryan, you need to get this guy on your soccer team. Holy cow.
He's always recruiting. You know, Coach Berger's always looking for other Warsaw Tigers that can come out and play soccer, and I think he might find one if he can convince Trey to maybe play soccer instead of football. I think Coach Curtis might have something to say about that, though.
He might. He might. Right side Hall. Bounces out for Easton Strain. Strain against Jackson Gould, now above the free throw line, Sheely. Sheely pivots to the left wing. Takes it down to the block against Heckman. Throws it back out to Strain on the wing. Out of the top for Hall. A minute and a half to play in the quarter as Ellery takes it in the near corner and shoots a three-pointer, and he missed it. And Gould gets run into from behind. No foul. Put back up by Ray. No good. Tip back up. No good. And there's going to be a foul called against who? It's going to be a foul against the Tiger or against the Pilgrims. Ellery with the foul, his first.
I don't quite understand what the game that these guys are watching currently, because there's no consistency with contacts on rebounds or defensively that they're calling.
Gould deep in the backcourt against the 1-2-2 press. Takes it across the line. Now he's trapped. Jumps a pass to Bricker. Bricker left wing. Dribbles in the lane. Shoots from 10. Missed it. Rebound grabbed by Sheely for Plymouth. 1:05 left in the quarter. Plymouth with the ball and a four-point lead. Strain in transition. Back out top. Now swinging around to Hall on the near side wing. He'll drive around Bricker. Gets inside. Ran over Trey Davis. No whistle. Bricker the rebound. Bodies flying everywhere. Davis is still down. Trey Davis still down on the ground. And he is grabbing his right knee. The trainer from Plymouth is on his way out. And the Warsaw fans are angry that that wasn't a charge. The Plymouth fans are just as angry that they didn't call something.
Well, there's too much contact there for there not to be a foul. And in a game like this, when later it gets the tensions get high, that's the type of foul that you have to get early so it doesn't escalate at the end. This has not been a very good first quarter for this officiating crew.
And they are looking at Trey Davis's right knee. Warsaw does not have their own trainer with them tonight, so the Plymouth trainer is out lending assistance to Trey. His knee was bent. Now they're trying to straighten it out. And now he's bending it again. We're at 50 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Trey is now up and walking. And limping, but walking a little faster with every step. Potter into the game for the Tigers. Remember, Jaeger got two quick fouls. Warsaw ball with 50 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Tigers trailing 9-5. Bricker to throw it in. Gould and Gould, Heckman and Potter out there with him. Tigers could really use a hoop here. Pilgrims have the alternating possession. Gould will walk it to the center line, and he is being guarded by Kobe Walters. Carson Gould to the right, Heckman into the deep right corner for Gould. Jackson with 33 seconds. One hands it out to Bricker. Now to the left side, Heckman. Heckman holding, drives the free throw line, jumps a pass in the corner, tipped away and taken away by Walters. 23 seconds. Ray in transition. Three on the way by Preston Wolf. His way short. Rebound grabbed by Potter for the Tigers. So Warsaw gets a big break there. And with 13 seconds left, Warsaw can still get the last shot of the quarter. 10 seconds as Gould gets the timeline now. 8. Jackson with 6, with 5, winds it up, drives left, spins right, fakes, dumps it underneath the Potter. Potter stripped away underneath, and the buzzer sounds, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Plymouth 9, Warsaw 5 at the end of 1. We'll start quarter 2 in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.